Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
And floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you working on? What are you planning for this weekend? Do you have a project you want to get done? Well, we would love to help. All you need to do to help yourself is call us with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. So if you're starting a project or you're stuck in the middle, give us a call. We would love to help you work that out and get it done right the first time. Coming up on today's show, if you love the look of greenery around the outside of your house, but now that it's winter, you're just trying to move those plants inside and maybe you have a black thumb when it comes to that, well, we're going to help you. We've got a solution to help it make it easier and simpler and more successful for you to grow lots of green inside your home during these chilly winter months.
And Thanksgiving guests and big meals are tough on your pipes. Not just your internal pipes from eating all those foods, but I'm talking about the plumbing, you guys, which I guess is also plumbing
connected
for you. Listen, guys, anyway, we're going to share simple tips that you need to avoid so that you do not end up with a holiday plumbing backup.
And fall may not seem like the best time to start a gardening project, but it's actually a good time because there's a never-ending supply of leaves and yard clippings to start a compost pile. So we'll walk you through that project.
And if you've been hearing strange sounds coming from your toilet, it may be that the flapper is worn out. And that's an easy fix, especially with the new super flapper from Fluid Master. We are giving away a set of three to one caller who's drawn at random.
But first, we want to know what you want to know to fix up home sweet home. So reach out to us right now with your questions. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mindy needs some help fixing a stone porch. Tell us what's going on.
We have a question about fixing a front stone porch. We want to fix the joints. Do you want me to use Quikrete with the red stripe that says corner and edges, or do you want me to use Type S mortar mix? Also, on the steps at the back, I see a crack. Do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in a tube and you stick in a caulk gun for that? And another question is, at the back of the house, at the bottom of the red brick where it meets a large concrete patio, there used to be concrete there and it broke off. And at that place, to seal that up, do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in the tube and you stick in a caulk gun?
So, Mindy, a couple of things. First of all, if you have cracks that you're trying to fill, Quikrete does make a product that is specifically for that. It's called the concrete crack sealant, and it is good for cracks that are up to a half inch wide, and they like it because it's pourable. So it sort of flows into those cracks and then is self-leveling, so you don't have to worry about troweling on. Now, if you found areas of that porch where the concrete is broken away and you have some deteriorated surface, sometimes surface gets worn from maybe using too much salt on it in the winter, there's another product that is fairly new. It's maybe 3 or 4 years old, but it's really terrific, and it's called RECAP, R-E-C-A-P. And it's a concrete resurfacer. So this can do two things for you. You mentioned some areas where there were some missing chunks. If you mix it up to sort of a trowel-like consistency, you can patch those areas, then smooth it out. And then you could put another layer of the RECAP across the whole surface, and it'll look like a brand new concrete surface when it's all done. The nice thing about the RECAP is it's designed specifically to stick to old concrete. So if you're trying to fix a sidewalk, a pool deck, a concrete floor, a driveway, it works for all of those surfaces, and it doesn't chip and fall off. It's a really super product, super strong product, because they've designed that bond into it so it just doesn't separate from the old surfaces underneath.
We've got Jim in Louisiana who's taken on quite a big bathroom renovation. What's happening over there?
We're looking into remodeling the bathroom. What we have is a shower and a tub that are basically back-to-back, and there's like a half wall that comes out from the outside wall into the shower, and that's the wet wall.
Okay.
Where the shower is on one side, tub is on the other.
Got it.
She wanted to make that a half wall and move the plumbing, and I talked her out of it. Thank you.
Yeah, good move.
So we've got it where we're just going to put the shower head and everything on the other side, build the shower on the tub side, get rid of the tub completely.
Right, so you'll have a bigger shower as a result.
The shower area we have now is going to be storage.
Okay.
So we're putting the shower. That wall is about 5 feet long or wide, if you will. And there's a 4 by 4 foot window in the middle of it.
All right. So the whole world gets to see you while you're taking a shower, huh?
Well, it's one of those frosted windows.
Oh,
but if you jump around, you can see things moving.
Right.
So we'd have to tint that or something, which, okay, that's small potatoes at this point. I'm worried about water. Now, we're going to tile that whole wall, tile the inside of the casing. One guy says that you could do that and seal it up good, and it'd be fine. Another contractor said, no, we'd be walling that all off.
I think you absolutely can leave that window. It'll have some nice light getting in there to the bathroom. And you could put a waterproof curtain over it. And, in fact, Leslie, I think if I recall right, you've actually recommended doing this with a kind of a modified shower curtain, correct?
Yes. I mean, you can use a tension rod so that you can have access to hang a shower curtain where you would need to sort of give you that privacy and give you that water retention. And then once you put the plastic curtain there, you can then buy like a really beautiful curtain to go on the exterior of it. So you can really make this like a stylish decorative choice. It doesn't have to just be clear, but you can do that to give you the waterproof and like, you know, the water protection that you need.
All right. Well, I appreciate the callback.
You got it.
All righty. Have a good one.
Thanks so much for joining us here at Team Money Pit. Up next, if you are sorry to see the green fade away as the winter is approaching, we've got tips on the best plants for inside your home to last the season ahead and keep that green vibe around after this.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you are listening to The Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit, whether you are tackling a project or just dreaming about those projects that you do want to tackle, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Be sure to follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, if you've ever noticed that your toilet is running, this happened to me recently, and you know, when it first happens, you're like, wait, somebody down here where the toilet is there somebody that's, you know, because it was in the middle of the night and I was sort of busy in my office and I was like, what? Did somebody wake up? No. What was happening was the flapper valve was leaking. It's called the flush valve or the flapper. And so I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if there's an easy way to replace that without taking the whole toilet apart? And turns out there is. It's called the new Super Flapper, and it's from Fluid Master. It stops noisy and running toilets from wasting water, flushing your cash down the drain, or freaking you out when the toilet flushes all by itself and nobody is around. If it's 2- and 3-inch toilet flush valves, it fits pretty much every toilet imaginable. It's easy to install. We're giving away a set of 3 to one lucky listener drawn at random. So make that you. Heck, you can fix up all toilets in your house at once. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Marie in Florida is on the line, who's looking for a easier way to clean some windows around the house.
Right. I'm lazy. and I've been reading the ads, you know, and spray and forget. Is there a window cleaner that I can use on the outside that I could just spray and then forget.
Okay. Yeah, so Spray and Forget's a fine product, and that's designed to clean mold and mildew and algae and moss off of siding and roofs and surfaces like that and sidewalks. In terms of windows, so you're looking for a product you spray on and just does the cleaning for you, and I'm not aware of anything that does exactly that. I think that is a job that is always, once and forever, going to need our own personal touch.
Well, I mean, I feel like anything that you're going to spray on and leave on is going to leave a streak, because you know it's, you've got to completely remove whatever cleaning formula you put on there. Otherwise, it will streak or cloud or do something unusual. So that's the issue with cleaning glass. It's not like a product you can spray on a siding and let it sort of do the work.
Yeah, there's a line of products that we like. They're cleaning products, including window cleaners, made by a company called Jaws, J-A-W-S. It's JawsCleans.com. These are products that where they sell you the concentrate and a mix and a bottle, and for a fraction of the cost of buying one that's already mixed up at the store, you can get a dozen or more bottles full of this stuff by mixing it yourself with the concentrate. And I like it because it doesn't leave any streaks. And I told the guy that owns the company, who I've become friendly with, that I keep a bottle on my desk in my office because I clean computer screens and glasses with it. So you might want to take a look at that, JawsCleans.com. And that might be a product that's so easy to use that it wouldn't be so bad for you to have to clean those windows yourself.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I have like 20 windows, and I don't want to clean them.
You know, you can always hire a pro. There's folks out there that's all they do. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Okay, thank you.
Well, if you'd like to choose the best plants for inside your house this winter, the first step really is knowing your house. I mean, which rooms get west, north, south, east sunlight, which one's sunny in the morning versus sunny in the afternoon, and, you know, of course, where you want to put these plants, and then that will help you choose accordingly. Now, with that in mind, you have to consider which types of houseplants are most popular and which work best in varying levels of low to bright light, because you want to pick the plant for the condition in your home for it to do well.
Yeah, now popularity doesn't always win out, because the number one plant that's requested from nurseries is a ficus. I really love ficuses. I had a beautiful ficus at one point in an apartment, but it turned out it wasn't a very practical plant. They're difficult to maintain, they're grown in full sunlight, and they drop a lot of leaves, very dense foliage. You'll be cleaning them up forever.
Now, the best alternative there is something called a Kensha palm, and this is super popular in parlors and dens of those lovely Victorian homes. Each leaf is kind of gradually smaller on each palm frond. It's got a super rich green color. It's very elegant looking. Also, the lady palm is a wonderful choice. Each leaf is sort of like a lady's hand with a paper-like texture. I mean, they're not looking at my hands with my glue gun bites, but you know.
Exactly. There's also several varieties in the Drusenia family. These are cane varieties, as well as shorter plants and taller plants with variations in the leaves for really nice color contrasts.
Now, orchids, they're also a great option, especially the moth orchid. Those flowers can last for months. They're very easy to maintain. They don't need a ton of sun, but don't ask me how to get the flowers back after they come off. I have never been successful in that, although my father-in-law was always very successful with that. So who knows? If you've got a green thumb, an orchid could be amazing year-round.
Well, one task that often trips people up also is not knowing when to repot a plant. If your plant is not absorbing water, either it's full of roots and not absorbing properly, or it's so full of roots, there's absolutely nowhere for the water to go. And it might be time to repot that plant. So in general, you can go about 2 inches upwards in the pot size from where you started.
And make sure when you use potting soil, don't be confused with topsoil, which is used outside. You want to use rocks or a piece of broken clay to sort of line that pot. Make sure that pot has holes. This way the dirt doesn't clog those holes and then the plant can drain, because too much water, even though you're like, I'm watering the plant, is not a good thing.
Yeah, and then just add the soil. You want to go almost to the rim and then add your plant and then fill that dirt to cover and water it thoroughly. And with those tips, you'll be enjoying plants all winter long.
All right, we've got David on the line who wants to talk about the insulated concrete forms. What are you trying to build?
Well, I've seen that it's durable, withstands a lot of weather. It's highly insulated, so it's efficient and also quiet because of the construction with the foam and the concrete and the walls. So to me, it seems like a good idea for building a new house. It seems like the way to go, but I just wanted to see your opinion of that.
Yeah, so let's talk about what this actually is for those people that are not familiar with it. Insulated concrete form construction, or ICF blocks, kind of look like gigantic Lego blocks. And when you build a house with ICF blocks, you basically stack them up one on top of another. And then the inside of the block is hollow, and that's where you pour the concrete. So when you're done, you have a solid concrete wall with insulation on the inside surface and on the exterior surface. It's an incredibly durable product. I've actually known about it for over 20, 25 years. And I tell you, when I first heard about this stuff, I thought to myself, I'm going to build a house someday. I'm definitely going to consider ICF because it does make a lot of sense. In terms of its durability to natural disasters, you know, we always worry about debris that gets flying, it's flown around, a tornado or a hurricane. It can't pierce these walls. Remember, it could go through the windows, but it can't pierce these walls. They're really that tough. And because they're so dense, that's why it's also quiet at the same time. The other advantage is that you need fewer bearing walls. If you design it right, you basically can – the interior walls become somewhat movable, so you can easily expand and move your footprint around, or at least have that much flexibility. You know, if you use ICF construction with TJIs, which can span, I think, up to 32 feet, you know, there's a lot of flexibility. It gets a little bit complicated for wiring and plumbing, but, you know, once the electricians and the plumbers, if they've had an experience with this, get their hands around it, it's not terribly complicated. It's just different because it takes a little bit longer. Remember, with the foam insulation, you're going to have to sort of cut that out, set the wires in for the outlets and lights switches and things of that nature. So that's a little bit different, but it's certainly something that's easy to overcome. So I think it's a great option, and I would strongly consider it.
Well, thanks for the help. I appreciate the advice.
All right. Good luck with that project, David. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You're welcome. Glad you helped. Bye.
Now we've got Eden in Arizona on the line who's got a question about a garbage disposal. What's going on?
My question is that every time we turn on the garbage disposal, the sink that is next to the sink that has the disposal in it has all this yucky stuff come up through the drain up into that sink. And we had a guy come out to adjust the garbage disposal for a different reason, and I hoped somehow that would fix it, but it's still doing it. So basically, if I turn on the garbage disposal, and everything that's in the garbage disposal goes into the other sink. So it's really gross.
So if your garbage disposal, if you have a double sink and the disposal is backing up into the other sink, that means that that main drain line is somehow obstructed and the water is trying to get down there, but it just can't. And because it can't, the only place it has to go is back into your sink. And because the drain on that side is the path of least resistance, it's going to bubble up there and bring all of that gunk that the garbage disposal ground up. So this is a situation where you're going to have to clear that drain. Now, it is a little trickier when you have a double sink because you have to block one sink so that you air, so that when you actually use a plunger, it doesn't just try to like push air out that side. So you block, say, the disposal side, and you could put like a rubber jar opener or something like that across that sink and hold it in place while you plunge the other side to see if we can get that pipe moving. Now, if that's not enough to clear it, at that point you'll need to have a drain cleaning service come in. But if it's properly cleared, it should not be backing up into the opposite sink. It's just a simple matter of fixing a clogged drain.
This is the Money Pit. We've got Thanksgiving coming up with lots of guests and lots of turkey and yummy foods. But did you know that Thanksgiving could be your plumber's busiest day? Up next, we're going to share essential tips for you to avoid a post-feast plumbing fiasco. So stick around.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free. right now at successexplained.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including four tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then your name goes into a drawing coming up December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas and giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing. One entry per person.
In need.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. We'd love to hear from you right now. If you've got a question about fixing up home sweet home, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We are heading over to Suffolk, Virginia, where we've got Rich on the line who's dealing with a damp crawl space. Tell us what's going on.
It's not necessarily damp, but I did move in to a new house, and it was it was kind of musty smelling underneath of the house, and I noticed that the vapor barrier was in less than ideal condition. It was probably about 20 years old. So I had a contractor come out and put a new vapor barrier down, and it smells a decent amount better. Did some stuff on the outside, ran the downspouts a little bit farther away from the house. I haven't really had any issues since, but I was kind of wondering, when's the threshold of putting a actual dehumidifier or encapsulation system? Is it a good idea for every house, not every house?
So those are really two separate approaches. Okay, so dehumidifier can go into what you have right now. And encapsulation is basically when we change this to basically being a conditioned crawl space by sealing it all off and then using like a spray foam on the crawl space walls and on the underside of the floors. Either approach is okay. I don't necessarily think you have to invest in encapsulation. It's going to be very expensive. But there's another method that's less expensive than both of those, and that is to simply install a fan. There are fans that are designed to be 8x16, the same size as a concrete block, and they would go in the wall, and sometimes they'll replace one of the vents that I'm sure is already there. But the thing about the fans is they run on a humidistat, so that when moisture gets high, it turns on and pulls more natural air through that crawl space to dehumidify it. So that is something you could consider as well. The fact that you extended your downspouts, and on top of that, making sure your gutters are clean and your grading slopes away are all the right steps in order to minimize moisture in the crawl space, as was replacing that vapor barrier, because really the vapor barrier should be a continuous sheet of plastic that covers the entire surface, and I like to press it up against the wall a little bit myself. So I think you're on the right track, and unless that humidity gets really bad in there, I don't think you're going to have any ill effects from it. A little bit of dampness is going to make the insulation slightly less effective, but I think if you were to add additional ventilation via a fan or a dehumidifier, that's entirely possible. And speaking of the dehumidifiers, I like the ones from Santa Fe. They're really durable, and they hang from the underside of the floor, kind of suspend themselves in midair. And these are machines that are able to pull out a lot of damp air from a fairly big crawl space and exhaust it outside. And they run themselves. Their switching is also on a humidistatic basis. So when it gets really moist, it switches on. It pulls that moisture out. When it's less moist, it goes off. So I think you're on the right track, but those would be your options.
That's perfect. Yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Rich. Good luck with that project.
Well, did you know that the day after Thanksgiving is the single busiest day of the year for plumbers? Holiday meal prep, cleanup, it's busy, it's crazy, but it often leads to clogged drains from excessive waste in the kitchen drain. That, plus a house full of holiday guests requiring more clothes washing, showers, toilet flushing, it can definitely put a strain on your household's plumbing system.
Now, sewer blockages typically occur between a house and the utility's sewer main, and that's important to note because it means the property owner, which is you, is responsible for repair. Avoiding the potentially big bill really comes down to how well you dispose of fats, oils, and grease. Those are the three enemies of clogged pipes, the fats, the oils, and the grease. And when they get washed down the drain, the grease and the oil can adhere to the insides of the pipes, and over time, that buildup of grease will restrict the flow of wastewater, and that causes the backups, which can get pretty nasty.
Now, if you'd like to avoid setting an extra place for your plumber at the Thanksgiving table, you want to do the following. Do not pour fats and cooking oils down the drain. They do solidify in your pipes. Instead, you want to wipe grease from the pots with paper towels and throw them in the trash. I mean, I always tend to let everything cool down in those pans and then dump the grease first in the garbage and then wash.
We keep like a soup can for like oils, and we fill that up. And once it gets filled, then we drop it in a bag, like an old, you know, plastic shopping bag, and then put that in the trash so we're not constantly having to do it.
Yeah.
The other thing to think about is stringy, fibrous, or starchy waste. For example, poultry skins, celery, fruit and potatoes, shrimp peels. If you put those in the garbage disposal, you're going to be creating a heck of a mess, so don't do it. They can't sufficiently be broken down, even in a good garbage disposal, so you definitely should stay away from that. So keep those tips in mind, unless you do want, as Leslie said, set an extra place for your plumber at the Thanksgiving table, although I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Everybody likes a nice home-cooked meal.
Especially at double time and a half.
Julianne in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
For the past several years, have used silicone caulking to fill in a one-half-inch gap between the bottom of the back door sill and the concrete walkway that comes up to it to keep water and critters from coming through.
Okay.
it breaks down very easily, so it needs to be replaced, and it's such a big gap, it really doesn't hold up well.
Right.
So I was thinking of using the expandable foam, but I was told that is not waterproof.
Yeah.
And someone else recommended using hydraulic cement to fill in that gap and make like a lip there to keep keep the elements out. So I,
the sill is the bottom sill of the door. It's not the, is it the kind of sill that could be removed off of the concrete?
No. It is. It's already off of the concrete, but it's that gap that's there. I'm trying to find out how to fill that in.
Is it? Does it have some give when you step on it because there's a gap underneath it? Does it bend and twist at all?
Not at all. It's very sturdy.
So here's what I would do. I would get some, cement, epoxy patching, epoxy repair cement. It's very adhesive, okay? It'll stick to the old concrete surface. Clean out as much as you can of what you've put in there before. And then I would very carefully with a very small trowel, or you may be able to do this with like a putty knife, I would start to pack the underside of that sill with that epoxy patching cement. And until the point where it just starts to squeeze out ever so slightly from the bottom of that sill. And then I would just let it harden right in place. So two things will happen. You'll seal the gap, and also you'll reinforce that open space, because one of the reasons that the caulk falls out is because caulk is rubbery, and it's just going to bend and flex and tear away. But if you use a solid cement to fill that gap, you're not going to have this problem anymore.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Be part of the home improvement fun and give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, fall isn't the best time to start a garden, but it is the best time to start a compost pile. We'll explain how next. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, why not dive into the Money Pit podcast and get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence? You can do that by following us today for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Give us a call because we have got great advice to share, but we also have a great reason to reach out. Have you ever noticed that the toilet can just kind of run on its own and make a ton of noise or maybe even flushes all by itself? Well, we have a great prize that can help you stop those noisy running toilets from wasting water and flushing all of your cash down the drain. We've got the Fluid Master new Super Flapper. It fits both 2-inch and 3-inch toilet flush valves and pretty much every toilet out there imaginable. And it's got a water adjustment feature that allows you to customize the water level in your tank so that will maximize your flush and save water. It's really easy to install. I mean, Fluid Master makes it very, very easy. They have a ton of videos and a ton of instructions to help you accomplish this task. It ranges from $14.98 each or $45 for all three. So it's a great prize up for grabs this hour.
That new Fluid Master Super Flapper is available at the Home Depot for $14.98. But as you say, we got a set of three going out to one lucky listener drawn at random. So you can update all the toilets in your house at once. So make that you. Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Well, fall might not seem like the best time to start a gardening project, but with a never-ending supply of leaves and yard clippings on hand, it's actually the perfect time to start a compost pile. So to do it right, you want to choose a level spot that's about 5 feet square and out of direct sunlight and away from roof drainage. Clear any grass from that spot and build your pile right on top.
Yeah, now a compost pile needs a mix of browns and greens, and that's sort of shorthand for carbon and nitrogen-based plant materials to feed the microbes as they break down those scraps. Browns can include leaves, twigs, wood chips, as well as shredded newsprint and cardboard, and greens is those fruit and vegetable scraps, the grass clippings, and not so obviously, I don't think people think about coffee grounds and eggshells. You want to layer the browns and greens in roughly equal amounts in the pile.
Then aerate the pile with a pitchfork or shovel about once a week to distribute the air and the moisture. And your compost is ready when it's dark and rich like soil. Now, we've been composting for years, and the thing that's kind of fun about it is it's sort of like a potluck aspect to it. When you use the compost in your garden, all of a sudden you'll see like a pepper start to grow where you didn't really plant one. Or maybe there's a tomato mixed in with the corn because the seed was in the compost and it germinated and started to grow the plant right there. So it's a fun project to do, to tackle, and you often get very interesting results.
Robert in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm trying to find something that seems that nobody makes anymore. I'm looking for a metal continual ridge mat for steel roofing. What I've got in my hand is take the letter U and add a wing on both sides, flatten the bottom, comes in 10-foot sticks, and it's cut to fit the corrugation on the steel, and then the roof cap screws to it, the separate independent piece, and it's made out of metal, and it's perforated.
It's a ridge vent, essentially. That's a metal ridge vent, but you're saying it's designed specifically for metal roofs?
Right, specifically for metal roofs, and, you know, for decades I've got it, and I put a roof on over 15 years ago, and we had a bad storm we went through, and I've got to replace parts of it. But no one, big box, little box, and steel manufacturers can find this vent for me. And I know it comes in 10-foot sticks, and it's the metal piece that screws down to the roofing, and then your ridge cap, you know, screws. screws on it.
So, John, I mean, first of all, a ridge vent is a really good thing to have because it provides an area of the roof where as wind blows over, it will depressurize and pull warm air out of the building. I can see that it might be a challenge to find a ridge vent that's specifically designed for metal roofs, but there is a number of manufacturers out there that make them. There's a product called Flex-O-Vent that is designed specifically for ridge vents. There's another company called Plyco, P-L-Y-C-O, that has another vent that's specifically designed for metal roofs, a ridge vent for metal roofs. I think if you check out those two brands, you may find one that works for you, and then you've got to try to obviously get the supplier, find a supplier locally. Now, some suppliers will be able to order this stuff in, but if you contact these companies, they may be able to ship them. I see that they come in at least, I guess with the Plyco comes in, 8-foot lengths, and I'm not so sure about the Flexo-Vent, but they certainly come in lengths that may be shippable to your location. Okay?
Got it. We'll definitely look them up. I appreciate it.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks much for joining us here as you're all busy with the holiday season on Team Money Pit. Well, just ahead, there is nothing better than a roaring fire in your fireplace as long as you can see the fire through that fireplace screen. We're going to share a simple cleaning solution next.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th to the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, bucking by the river.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. But help yourself first by calling us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Jack reached out to Team Money Pit and said, I heard your comments a few weeks back regarding a problem I have been having with the copper pipes developing holes in them in my apartment buildings. Thanks for suggesting treating the water to lower the pH level. That makes a lot of sense, and it's a simple solution to a long-term problem. Tom, this relates to the kind of pinhole problem we hear about now and again. Can you kind of explain what causes this? Because I think a lot of people can't understand why this seems to be affecting them.
Yeah, because you would think that copper pipes really don't deteriorate like, say, steel might, right? But when you have water that's acidic, it could be the city water, it could be well water, it tends to form holes in the pipes. Now, they're pinholes, but they can do a lot of damage. One of the approaches is to treat the water to lower the pH. If you lower the pH, you're going to lower the acidity, and that's going to make those holes a lot less likely to form. So I'm glad we were able to help you out, Jack.
All right, now we've got one from Ron who says, I live in an older house. The second floor bedroom walls are plaster and are cracking, and some areas are falling out. I'm wondering what the easiest way to repair it is. Is it easier to take the plaster down and replace it with regular sheetrock, or make that plaster repair?
Okay, so let's first talk, Ron, about why you're seeing cracks in the plaster walls. In an older house, plaster is applied across usually wood strips that we call lath, and the plaster sort of goes through the strips and sort of pushes out the other side, and as it dries, it kind of grabs the backside of that wood strip and it holds the plaster in place. But over 100 years, hey, things move. They expand, they contract, plaster starts to break down, and when those sort of fingers of plaster that are grabbed to those sticks break down, those plaster chunks can come off, and man, they can be really heavy. If they're on the ceiling, they could hurt somebody. So it's important to deal with that. They can be reattached if there's not too many of them using plaster washers, but another option would be to cover those plaster walls with drywall. I prefer that over tearing the walls down and re-drywalling over the studs, because you're going to find in an old house that those studs are not straight, and you'll do a lot, it'll take a lot of repair to make it work out. So my advice, go ahead and cover those plaster walls with drywall, and you'll have a fresh skin to work with from there.
All right, good luck, Ron. That seems like a good project.
Well, there are a few things more pleasant than enjoying a roaring fire in the fireplace, but that's only if you can actually see the fire through your fireplace screen. To help you do just that, Leslie has a simple solution in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, I love a good fire in the fireplace, but if you really want to enjoy it, plan to clean that fireplace screen once or twice a season. Now, to get that job done right, you want to use a cleaning solution of about 1/8 cup liquid dishwashing detergent per quart of water, and that really does wonders for the caked-on dirt. You kind of need to gently scrub the screen with a soft bristle brush and then follow up by wiping with a lint-free cloth to avoid rusting. If you've got any brass or other metals on there that need polishing, you can do so now or use an appropriate cleaner and a lint-free cloth. And then everything about that fireplace screen is just going to glow just like the fireplace. And it's perfect for the holiday season, instant ambiance, and just a lovely place to relax.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, two of the hardest working appliances in your home also have the ability to catch fire or flood your house if they're not properly maintained. We're talking about your washer and your dryer. They may clean and dry your clothes, but they can also be a source of big leaks and fires if they're not operating safely. So we'll share some tips on how to keep them running properly on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Syrian insurgents have entered the key city of Aleppo as government forces regroup.
In a statement, Syria's armed forces say to absorb a large attack on Aleppo, it is redeploying, preparing for a counterattack. It says the fighters have not established bases or checkpoints yet, but video from Aleppo shows insurgents outside police headquarters in the city center and by the old citadel. The surprise takeover is a blow to President Bashar Assad, who regained full control of Aleppo in 2016 after expelling insurgents and thousands of civilians. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Tens of thousands of Spaniards have marched in the streets of Valencia a month after devastating floods to demand the resignation of the regional officials who bungled the emergency process. At least 230 people died in the flooding, and many people say warning systems did not work properly, if at all. Also at townhall.com, very heavy snow in upstate New York is expected over the weekend.
Make sure your car is fully outfitted with an emergency kit. That means you have everything that you need in case you should happen to get stuck alongside of the road.
The Erie County Executive Mark Palancar says conditions will be life-threatening.
There are going to be wind chills in the single digits over the next 48 hours. The teens are going to be normal. We haven't experienced cold weather yet, so make sure you're prepared. If you're going out, you have to dress accordingly.
Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills and the NFL are bracing for the storm ahead of tomorrow night's game against the 49ers. Plows and backhoes are already at the stadium. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a disaster emergency in affected areas. More than 100 demonstrators arrested overnight in the country of Georgia as protesters clashed with police following the government's decision to suspend negotiations to join the European Union. That marked the second straight night of protests. A police officer fatally shot in suburban Chicago after responding to a report of a man leaving a bank with a gun. The suspect was shot in the leg and being treated at a hospital. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Mom.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The nation's biggest pro-business group says looking ahead to the midterm elections, it's switching its focus from knocking on doors to climbing the steps of Capitol Hill. Ekus Çogeli is vice president of Americans for Prosperity.
The best thing we can do for 2026 right now is what we have planned for 2025, and that is to score important policy victories that we're going to be proud to be a part of.
Çogeli spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. It's not like the good old days. While retailers hope to go big this holiday season, customers may notice that catalogs arriving in their mailboxes are smaller, if they arrive at all. Many of the millions of catalogs getting sent this year have been scaled down to save on postage and paper. In a sign of the times, the American Catalog Mailers Association rebranded itself in May as the American Commerce Marketing Association. Despite no longer carrying an extended inventory of goods, industry experts say catalogs help retailers cut through the noise and still hold their own value. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A handful of Massachusetts lawmakers are taking on the tobacco industry.
The legislators are hoping to persuade their colleagues to support a proposal that would make the state the first to adopt a ban meant to eliminate the use of tobacco products over time. Other locations have weighed similar generational tobacco bans. The bans phase out the use of tobacco products based not just on a person's age, but on the birth year. Lawmakers plan to file the proposal next year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. If approved, the bill would set a date and ban the sale of tobacco to anyone born after that date forever, eventually banning all sales. Authorities say a house has exploded in Jefferson City, Missouri, injuring six. Cause of the explosion under investigation. Officials say the home was so badly damaged that the fire department's special operations rescue team had to tunnel through the debris to reach the final occupant. It took more than 3 hours to reach all the victims. All are listed in critical condition. Three others are stable. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company,
Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Did you know that everyday conversations can help your children build math skills? Discovering numbers and shapes with your children in any language is a great way to make math fun. When you get excited about pointing and counting or comparing shapes, your child will love to learn math, and they are never too young to start. Visit talkingisteaching.org/resources/math for free videos, tips, and guides to transform everyday moments into magical moments for math.
If you don't have great credit, could a Trump policy cancel your credit card? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Trump and Bernie want to collaborate on capping credit card interest rates. But credit card debt is a non-recourse loan. They can't repossess your dinner or your vacation. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you working on? What are you planning for this weekend? You have a project you want to get done? Well, we would love to help. All you need to do to help yourself is call us with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. So if you're starting a project or you're stuck in the middle, give us a call. We would love to help you work that out and get it done right the first time. Coming up on today's show, if you love the look of greenery around the outside of your house, but now that it's winter, you're just trying to move those plants inside and maybe you have a black thumb when it comes to that, well, we're going to help you. We've got a solution to help it make it easier and simpler and more successful for you to grow lots of green inside your home during these chilly winter months.
And Thanksgiving guests and big meals are tough on your pipes. Not just your internal pipes from eating all those foods, but I'm talking about the plumbing, you guys, which I guess is also plumbing
connected
for you. Listen, guys, anyway, we're going to share simple tips that you need to avoid so that you do not end up with a holiday plumbing backup.
And fall may not seem like the best time to start a gardening project, but it's actually a good time because there's a never-ending supply of leaves and yard clippings to start a compost pile. So we'll walk you through that project.
And if you've been hearing strange sounds coming from your toilet, it may be that the flapper is worn out. And that's an easy fix, especially with the new super flapper from Fluid Master. We are giving away a set of three to one caller who's drawn at random.
But first, we want to know what you want to know to fix up home sweet home. So reach out to us right now with your questions. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mindy needs some help fixing a stone porch. Tell us what's going on.
We have a question about fixing a front stone porch. We want to fix the joint. Do you want me to use Quikrete with a red stripe that says corner and edges, or do you want me to use Type S mortar mix? Also, on the steps at the back, I see a crack. Do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in a tube and you stick in a caulk gun for that? And another question is, at the back of the house, at the bottom of the red brick where it meets a large concrete patio, there used to be concrete there and it broke off. And at that place, to seal that up, do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in the tube and you stick in a caulk gun?
So, Mindy, a couple of things. First of all, if you have cracks that you're trying to fill, Quikrete does make a product that is specifically for that. It's called the Concrete Crack Sealant, and it is good for cracks that are up to a half inch wide, and they like it because it's pourable. So it sort of flows into those cracks and then is self-leveling, so you don't have to worry about troweling on. Now, if you found areas of that porch where the concrete is broken away and you have some deteriorated surface, sometimes surface gets worn from maybe using too much salt on it in the winter, there's another product that is fairly new. It's maybe 3 or 4 years old, but it's really terrific, and it's called Recap, R-E-C-A-P, and it's a concrete resurfacer. So this can do two things for you. You mentioned some areas where there were some missing chunks. If you mix it up to sort of a trowel-like consistency, you can patch those areas, then smooth it out, and then you can put another layer of the Recap across the whole surface, and it'll look like a brand-new concrete surface when it's all done. The nice thing about the Recap is it's designed specifically to stick to old concrete. So if you're trying to fix a sidewalk, a pool deck, a concrete floor, a driveway, it works for all of those surfaces, and it doesn't chip and fall off. It's a really super product, super strong product, because they've designed that bond into it so it just doesn't separate from the old surfaces underneath.
We've got Jim in Louisiana who's taken on quite a big bathroom renovation. What's happening over there?
We're looking into remodeling the bathroom. What we have is a shower and a tub that are basically back-to-back, and there's like a half wall that comes out from the outside wall into the shower, and that's the wet wall.
Okay.
Where the shower is on one side, tub is on the other.
Got it.
She wanted to make that a half wall and move the plumbing, and I talked her out of it. Thank you.
Yeah, good move.
So we've got it where we're just going to put the shower head and everything on the other side, build the shower on the tub side, get rid of the tub completely.
Right, so you'll have a bigger shower as a result.
The shower area we have now is going to be storage.
Okay.
So we're putting the shower. That wall is about 5 feet long or wide, if you will. And there's a 4x4 foot window in the middle of it.
All right. So the whole world gets to see you while you're taking a shower, huh?
Well, it's one of those frosted windows.
Oh,
but if you jump around, you can see things moving.
Right.
So we'd have to tint that or something, which, okay, that's small potatoes at this point. I'm worried about water. Now, we're going to tile that whole wall, tile the inside of the casing. One guy says that you could do that and seal it up good, and it'd be fine. Another contractor said, no, we'd be walling that all off.
I think you absolutely can leave that window. It'll have some nice light getting in there to the bathroom. And you could put a waterproof curtain over it. And, in fact, Leslie, I think if I recall right, you've actually recommended doing this with a kind of a modified shower curtain, correct?
Yes. I mean, you can use a tension rod so that you can have access to hang a shower curtain where you would need to sort of give you that privacy and give you that water retention. And then once you put the plastic curtain there, you can then buy like a really beautiful curtain to go on the exterior of it. So you can really make this like a stylish decorative choice. It doesn't have to just be clear, but you can do that to give you the waterproof and like, you know, the water protection that you need.
All right. Well, I appreciate the callback.
You got it.
All righty. Have a good one.
Thanks so much for joining us here at Team Money Pit. Up next, if you are sorry to see the green fade away as the winter is approaching, we've got tips on the best plants for inside your home to last the season ahead and keep that green vibe around after this.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you are listening to the Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit, whether you are tackling a project or just dreaming about those projects that you do want to tackle, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Be sure to follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, if you've ever noticed that your toilet is running, this happened to me recently, and, you know, when it first happens, you're like, wait, somebody down here where the toilet is there somebody that's, you know, because it was in the middle of the night, and I was sort of busy in my office, and I was like, what? Did somebody wake up? No. What was happening was the flapper valve was leaking. It's called the flush valve or the flapper. And so I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if there's an easy way to replace that without taking the whole toilet apart? And turns out there is. It's called the new Super Flapper, and it's from Fluid Master. It stops noisy and running toilets from wasting water, flushing your cash down the drain, or freaking you out when the toilet flushes all by itself and nobody is around. If it's 2- and 3-inch toilet flush valves, it fits pretty much every toilet imaginable. It's easy to install. We're giving away a set of 3 to one lucky listener drawn at random. So make that you. Heck, you can fix up old toilets in your house at once. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Maria in Florida is on the line, who's looking for a easier way to clean some windows around the house.
Yes, I'm lazy. and I've been reading the ads, you know, and spray and forget. Is there a window cleaner that I can use on the outside that I could just spray and then forget?
Okay. Yeah, so Spray and Forget's a fine product, and that's designed to clean mold and mildew and algae and moss off of siding and roofs and surfaces like that, sidewalks. In terms of windows, so you're looking for a product you spray on and just does the cleaning for you, and I'm not aware of anything that does exactly that. I think that is a job that is always, once and forever, going to need our own personal touch.
Well, I mean, I feel like anything that you're going to spray on and leave on is going to leave a streak, because you know it's, you've got to completely remove whatever cleaning formula you put on there, otherwise it will streak or cloud or do something unusual. So that's the issue with cleaning glass. It's not like a product you can spray on a siding and let it sort of do the work.
Yeah, there's a line of products that we like. They're cleaning products, including window cleaners, made by a company called Jaws, J-A-W-S. It's JawsCleans.com. These are products that where they sell you the concentrate and a mix and a bottle, and for a fraction of the cost of buying one that's already mixed up at the store, you can get a dozen or more bottles full of this stuff by mixing it yourself with the concentrate. And I like it because it doesn't leave any streaks. And I told the guy that owns the company, who I've become friendly with, that I keep a bottle on my desk in my office because I clean computer screens and glasses with it. So you might want to take a look at that, JawsCleans.com. And that might be a product that's so easy to use that it wouldn't be so bad for you to have to clean those windows yourself.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I have like 20 windows, and I don't want to clean them.
You know, you can always hire a pro. There's folks out there that's all they do. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Okay, thank you.
Well, if you'd like to choose the best plants for inside your house this winter, the first step really is knowing your house. I mean, which rooms get west, north, south, east sunlight, which one's sunny in the morning versus sunny in the afternoon, and, you know, of course, where you want to put these plants, and then that will help you choose accordingly. Now, with that in mind, you have to consider which types of houseplants are most popular and which work best in varying levels of low to bright light, because you want to pick the plant for the condition in your home for it to do well.
Yeah, now popularity doesn't always win out, because the number one plant that's requested from nurseries is a ficus. I really love ficuses. I had a beautiful ficus at one point in an apartment, but it turned out it wasn't a very practical plant. They're difficult to maintain, they're grown in full sunlight, and they drop a lot of leaves, very dense foliage. You'll be cleaning them up forever.
Now, the best alternative there is something called a Kensha palm, and this is super popular in parlors and dens of those lovely Victorian homes. Each leaf is kind of gradually smaller on each palm frond. It's got a super rich green color. It's very elegant looking. Also, the lady palm is a wonderful choice. Each leaf is sort of like a lady's hand with a paper-like texture. I mean, they're not looking at my hands with my glue gun bites, but, you know.
Exactly. There's also several varieties in the Drusenia family. These are cane varieties as well as shorter plants and taller plants with variations in the leaves for really nice color contrasts.
Now, orchids, they're also a great option, especially the moth orchid. Those flowers can last for months. They're very easy to maintain. They don't need a ton of sun, but don't ask me how to get the flowers back after they come off. I have never been successful in that, although my father-in-law was always very successful with that. So who knows? If you've got a green thumb, an orchid could be amazing year-round.
Well, one task that often trips people up also is not knowing when to repot a plant. If your plant is not absorbing water, either it's full of roots and not absorbing properly, or it's so full of roots, there's absolutely nowhere for the water to go. And it might be time to repot that plant. So in general, you can go about 2 inches upwards in the pot size from where you started.
And make sure when you use potting soil, don't be confused with topsoil, which is used outside. You want to use rocks or a piece of broken clay to sort of line that pot. Make sure that pot has...
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our 4 branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these Pro Arts businesses.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th to the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, Bucking by the River.
Sink so that your air, so that when you actually use a plunger, it doesn't just try to like push air out that side. So you block, say, the disposal side, and you could put like a rubber jar opener or something like that across that sink and hold it in place while you plunge the other side to see if we can get that pipe moving. Now, if that's not enough to clear it, at that point you'll need to have a drain cleaning surface come in. But if it's properly cleared, it should not be backing up into the opposite sink. It's just a simple matter of fixing a clogged drain.
This is the Money Pit. We've got Thanksgiving coming up with lots of guests and lots of turkey and yummy foods. But did you know that Thanksgiving could be your plumber's busiest day? Up next, we're going to share essential tips for you to avoid a post-feast plumbing fiasco. So stick around.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I learned that being people-centric is very important in business.
Mm-hmm. You told us that you were interested in IT and cybersecurity. When you were in middle school, were you interested in computers?
I was very interested in computers. I was playing video games since I was like 5 years old.
So, Ross, what do you think about someone who has always been interested in computers and is looking to make this his career?
Well, I loved the fact that you felt that it was important to be people-centric. And just because you're a tech person doesn't mean you shouldn't be a people person as well.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your cheeks are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm going to see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. We'd love to hear from you right now. If you've got a question about fixing up home sweet home, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We are heading over to Suffolk, Virginia, where we've got Rich on the line who's dealing with a damp crawl space. Tell us what's going on.
It's not necessarily damp, but I did move in to a new house, and it was it was kind of musty smelling underneath of the house, and I noticed that the vapor barrier was in less than ideal condition. It was probably about 20 years old. So I had a contractor come out and put a new vapor barrier down, and it smells a decent amount better. Did some stuff on the outside, ran the downspouts a little bit farther away from the house. I haven't really had any issues since, but I was kind of wondering, when's the threshold of putting a actual dehumidifier and encapsulation system? Is it a good idea for every house, not every house?
So those are really two separate approaches, okay? So dehumidifier can go into what you have right now. And encapsulation is basically when we change this to basically being a conditioned crawl space by sealing it all off and then using like a spray foam on the crawl space walls and on the underside of the floors. Either approach is okay. I don't necessarily think you have to invest in encapsulation. It's going to be very expensive. But there's another method that's less expensive than both of those, and that is to simply install a fan. There are fans that are designed to be 8x16, the same size as a concrete block, and they would go in the wall, and sometimes they'll replace one of the vents that I'm sure is already there. But the thing about the fans is they run on a humidistat, so that when moisture gets high, it turns on and pulls more natural air through that crawl space to dehumidify it. So that is something you could consider as well. The fact that you extended your downspouts, on top of that, making sure your gutters are clean and your grading slopes away, are all the right steps in order to minimize moisture in the crawl space, as was replacing that vapor barrier, because really the vapor barrier should be a continuous sheet of plastic that covers the entire surface, and I like to press it up against the wall a little bit myself. So I think you're on the right track, and unless that humidity gets really bad in there, I don't think you're going to have any ill effects from it. A little bit of dampness is going to make the insulation slightly less effective, but I think if you were to add additional ventilation via a fan or a dehumidifier, that's entirely possible. And speaking of the dehumidifiers, I like the ones from Santa Fe. They're really durable, and they hang from the underside of the floor, kind of suspend themselves in midair. And these are machines that are able to pull out a lot of damp air from a fairly big crawl space and exhaust it outside. And they run themselves. Their switching is also on a humidistatic basis. So when it gets really moist, it switches on. It pulls that moisture out. When it's less moist, it goes off. So I think you're on the right track, but those would be your options.
That's perfect. Yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Rich. Good luck with that project.
Well, did you know that the day after Thanksgiving is the single busiest day of the year for plumbers? Holiday meal prep, cleanup, it's busy, it's crazy, but it often leads to clogged drains from excessive waste in the kitchen drain. That, plus a house full of holiday guests requiring more clothes washing, showers, toilet flushing, it can definitely put a strain on your household's plumbing system.
Now, sewer blockages typically occur between a house and the utility's sewer main, and that's important to note because it means the property owner, which is you, is responsible for repair. Avoiding the potentially big bill really comes down to how well you dispose of fats, oils, and grease. Those are the three enemies of clogged pipes, the fats, the oils, and the grease. And when they get washed down the drain, the grease and the oil can adhere to the insides of the pipes, and over time, that buildup of grease will restrict the flow of wastewater, and that causes the backups, which can get pretty nasty.
Now, if you'd like to avoid setting an extra place for your plumber at the Thanksgiving table, you want to do the following. Do not pour fats and cooking oils down the drain. They do solidify in your pipes. Instead, you want to wipe grease from the pots with paper towels and throw them in the trash. I mean, I always tend to let everything cool down in those pans and then dump the grease first in the garbage and then wash.
We keep like a soup can for like oils, and we fill that up. And once it gets filled, then we drop it in a bag, like an old, you know, plastic shopping bag, and then put that in the trash so we're not constantly having to do it.
Yeah.
The other thing to think about is stringy, fibrous, or starchy waste. For example, poultry skins, celery, fruit and potatoes, shrimp peels. If you put those in the garbage disposal, you're going to be creating a heck of a mess. So don't do it. They can't sufficiently be broken down, even in a good garbage disposal. So you definitely should stay away from that. So keep those tips in mind, unless you do want, as Leslie said, set an extra place for your plumber at the Thanksgiving table. Although I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Everybody likes a nice home-cooked meal.
Especially at double time and a half.
Juliana, Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
For the past several years, have used silicone caulking to fill in a one-half-inch gap between the bottom of the back door sill and the concrete walkway that comes up to it to keep water and critters from coming through.
Okay.
It breaks down very easily, so it needs to be replaced, and it's such a big gap, it really doesn't hold up well.
Right.
So I was thinking of using the expandable foam, but I was told that is not waterproof.
Yeah.
And someone else recommended using hydraulic cement to fill in that gap and make like a lip there to keep the elements out.
The sill is the bottom sill of the door. Is it the kind of sill that could be removed off of the concrete?
No. It's already off of the concrete, but it's that gap that's there. I'm trying to find out how to fill that in.
Does it have some give when you step on it because there's a gap underneath it? Does it bend and twist at all?
Not at all. It's very sturdy.
So here's what I would do. I would get some cement, epoxy repair cement. It's very adhesive, okay? It'll stick to the old concrete surface. Clean out as much as you can of what you've put in there before. And then I would very carefully, with a very small trowel, or you may be able to do this with like a putty knife, I would start to pack the underside of that sill with that epoxy patching cement until the point where it just starts to squeeze out ever so slightly from the bottom of that sill. And then I would just let it harden right in place. So two things will happen. You'll seal the gap, and also you'll reinforce that open space, because one of the reasons that the caulk falls out is because caulk is rubbery, and it's just going to bend and flex and tear away. But if you use a solid cement to fill that gap, you're not going to have this problem anymore.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Be part of the home improvement fun and give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, fall isn't the best time to start a garden, but it is the best time to start a compost pile. We'll explain how next.
You live in a money pit.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these ProArts businesses.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
And the thing that's kind of fun about it is it's sort of like a potluck aspect to it. When you use the compost in your garden, all of a sudden you'll see like a pepper start to grow where you didn't really plant one. Or maybe there's a tomato mixed in with the corn because it was the seed was in the compost and it germinated and started to grow the plant right there. So it's a fun project to do, to tackle, and you often get very interesting results.
Robert in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I am trying to find something that seems that nobody makes anymore. I'm looking for a metal continual ridge mat for steel roofing. What I've got in my hand is take the letter U and add a wing on both sides, flatten the bottom, comes in 10-foot sticks, and it's cut to fit the corrugation on the steel, and then the roof cap screws to it, the separate independent piece, and it's made out of metal, and it's perforated.
It's a ridge vent, essentially. That's a metal ridge vent, but you're saying it's designed specifically for metal roofs?
Right, specifically for metal roofs, and, you know, for decades I've got it, and I put a roof on over 15 years ago, and we had the bad storm we went through, and I've got to replace parts of it. But no one, big box, little box, and steel manufacturers can find this vent for me. And I know it comes in 10-foot sticks, and it's the metal piece that screws down to the roofing, and then your ridge cap, you know, screws onto it.
So, John, I mean, first of all, a ridge vent is a really good thing to have because it provides an area of the roof where as wind blows over it, it will depressurize and pull warm air out of the building. I can see that it might be a challenge to find a ridge vent that's specifically designed for metal roofs, but there is a number of manufacturers out there that make them. There's a product called Flex-O-Vent that is designed specifically for ridge vents. There's another company called Plyco, P-L-Y-C-O, that has another vent that's specifically designed for metal roofs, a ridge vent for metal roofs. I think if you check out those two brands, you may find one that works for you, and then you've got to try to obviously get the supplier, find a supplier locally. Now, some suppliers will be able to order this stuff in, but if you contact these companies, they may be able to ship them. I see that they come in at least, I guess with the Plyco comes in, 8-foot lengths, and I'm not so sure about the Flexo-Vent, but they certainly come in lengths that may be shippable to your location. Okay?
Got it. We'll definitely look them up. I appreciate it.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks much for joining us here as you're all busy with the holiday season on Team Money Pit. Well, just ahead, there is nothing better than a roaring fire in your fireplace as long as you can see the fire through that fireplace screen. We're going to share a simple cleaning solution next.
You live in a money pit.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Concerned about your home security? You may want to check out the Tapo C120 security cam from TP-Link. It's super versatile and can be mounted pretty much anywhere. Jens Hennings from TP-Link has more.
So it can be mounted inside the home or outside. It is IP66 web approved, and it also has a magnetic base, so it's very flexible in terms of where you can put it.
And the Tapo products come with Tapo Care, an online suite of tools controlled through an app.
In the free version, it gives you the live stream, the instant notifications, the two-way audio, the free AI detection. But you can also subscribe to two different packages, a basic or a premium package. And with those, you can actually have cloud storage of all of your videos.
Peace of mind is at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.